This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli ground troops fighting to destroy Hamas surrounded Gaza City on Friday as top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken arrived in Israel for a trip focused on concrete steps to minimize Palestinian civilian casualties. Separately, Israel began expelling thousands of Palestinian workers back to Gaza, despite ongoing fighting and airstrikes that have killed thousands of civilians in the territory. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the war between Israel and Hamas grinds on, some in Israel say it's time for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Amos Asael is a fellow at the Shalom Hartman Institute.
Leaders are tested in such moments, and his test was the basic test of assumption of responsibility.
At one point, Netanyahu went even further, tweeting that his security chiefs had assured him that Israel had deterred Hamas and no attack was imminent. The comments seemed to put the blame on Israel's security forces for not warning him. A few hours later, he deleted the tweet after public outcry and apologized in another tweet. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday said Israel must protect civilians in its bombardment of Gaza as he returned for more talks with Israel's leaders as its armed forces pressed a ground offensive in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip.
It is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them and to bring assistance to those who so desperately need it. And we're not in any way responsible for what happened on October 7th.